USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Ukrainian flag is flying over Chernobyl again. The government-owned energy firm announced the news on Saturday. In a post to Facebook, the Ukrainian Agency on Exclusion Zone Management wrote no Russian troops were near the site. Chernobyl was the scene of a major nuclear accident in 1986. Cleanup from the waste site is expected to be complete 40 years from now. More than 2,500 people have been evacuated from several hard-hit cities in the country as rescue efforts for civilians continue. More than 4,000 have been evacuated overall on Saturday. The head of Russia's space agency is floating the idea of ending cooperation in the International Space Station program due to sanctions issued by Western nations. Dmitry Rogozin, in a Twitter thread, says several rocket and space industry enterprises in Russia have been affected by the sanctions. His latest remarks comes after a mission ended recently. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A judge has ruled the California law mandating corporations diversify their boards unconstitutional. The law, which passed 2 years ago in the wake of the police murder of George Floyd, required boards of publicly traded companies based in California to have a member from an underrepresented community, including race and ethnic communities. The conservative legal group Judicial Watch saw a permanent injunction last year. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is suing the state's Ethics Commission. He's accusing the body of violating his constitutional rights and showing extraordinary bias against him. The Joint Commission on Public Ethics ordered Cuomo to turn over money from his book on his management of the COVID pandemic. State agencies in Virginia lost situational awareness during a January snowstorm that stranded hundreds of drivers on I-95 south of the nation's capital. That's the conclusion from a report that was released Friday. Officials vowed to review it along with its recommendations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
The New Jersey man who conspired with his then-girlfriend to cook up a feel-good story about a hopeful homeless man, then scammed hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations online, was sentenced to more than 2 years in federal prison. The scam Mark D'Amico helped devise raised more than $400,000 through GoFundMe. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud in November. D'Amico has previously pleaded guilty to state charges. That happened last year. He was also sentenced to 3 years probation in the federal case. In addition, he must pay restitution and undergo counseling. The country's oldest park ranger is calling it a day.
The nation's oldest active national park ranger has retired at the age of 100. Betty Reed Suskin began working at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond, California when she was 85, sharing her experiences working as a file clerk. She said living history shows people how far they've come.
It is so important that we go back and revisit history as it was lived in order to get a baseline against which to measure how far we've come.
From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The good news for Wall Street is that the major indexes ended up for the week. However, they remain down for the year to date. The Dow down 4% for the year, the Nasdaq off nearly 9%, and the S&P 500 was off by more than 4%. News anytime. Listen to USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.